11:15 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's actually 19:30 UTC, where you live. And it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your host and chairman. And the funny thing is I'm not quite ready to do the show. I forgot to get my tea before the show started. And so now I have to get my tea. What? I'm up in the kitchen trying to get my tea, but there's a kitty. What's you doing? Yeah, you're a baby. Do you know where my tea is? Where did I put my teacup? Is it around here somewhere? You don't know. You know what it looks like because you're always trying to stick your face in it and drink my tea. So where's my teacup at? Yeah, you're a baby. We're talking to my kitty Pippa, who's standing here in the kitchen, giving me the yangs. She says, oh, you're walking around in the kitchen. Yang, yang, yang. So I'm getting some ice to put in my teacup, which I found because it was on the kitchen counter. Ice, ice, ice. Yang! Who's the yang baby? Are you the yang baby today? Yeah, you're a baby. You're just the yang in it. Somebody says, oh, I'm going to sit here and yang. And I'm going to sit here and rub my face up against the cabinet. So they're mine. These are my cabinets now, and I own them because I rubbed my face on them because I am a kitty. Well, what are you yanging at? Why are you going to give me some yangs in the microphone? Are we going to sniff it? Oh, rub your face on the microphone, yeah. Oh, looks like a kitty owns the microphone now because we've been rubbing our face on it. Are you a radio kitty or not? He wants to give me the yangs? No, she says, me no. You're, what is it? What, do you want to get up on the counter? You can just jump up here. You are a good kitty. You can jump. You don't need kitty elevator.
Oh, there's the microwave. My food is also almost ready.
What, are you just going to sit here? Do you want to jump up on the counter or not? You can just jump up here. Or do you need kitty elevator? Are you just being so lazy that you have to have kitty elevator to get up on the counter? Okay. Whatever. I'm going back into the studio. Are you going to jump up or not?
You're looking. She's looking. She's stretching up. She can't figure out if she wants to jump up on the counter.
Your cup of water is up here on the counter.
Say,
yeah, your water is up here. See? Look. Oh, yummy kitty water. Yes, you want some kitty water? Yes, you do. Jump up. You gotta jump up on the counter if you want to drink kitty water. Okay, you want me to bring the kitty cup down here on the floor? Here. Yeah, fine. I'll bring the kitty cup down and I'll put it right there. Now we're gonna listen to my cat drink. Drink your water. Oh, now you don't want any? Oh, yummy kitty waters.
This is the sound of my cat Pippa drinking water out of her kitty cup, which I had to put on the floor so she could drink because she didn't want to jump up on the kitchen counters. So lazy, and I wasn't gonna do kitty elevators.
Okay, keep drinking. Drink some more waters!
Okay, I think we're all done drinking kitty waters. Are we all done with that yummy? Was that some yummy water for you? Yeah, you spilled some. Don't step in it. You'll have kitty wet kitty paws.
And I know how much you hate wet kitty paws.
Alright, so, back into the studio we go. Okay, here we are back in the studio, and
Hello. And I've got a back twinge. Man, I gotta take some Advil or something. Maybe I just need to drink some more tea. So delicious. Okay, maybe I need to just sit in a different position. Ow, it's on my right side, kind of wrapping around here. Who knows, I might have to get into the bathtub later. But speaking of bathtubs, speaking of large vessels filled with water, I saw something on TV last night, and I'm not even sure what I saw. I couldn't even tell if I was hallucinating or if I was actually watching TV or if I was dreaming that I was watching TV. Basically, what happened was I was sitting, watching TV sometime around midnight. I might have been watching Archer, you know, just watching my cartoons, having a laugh, blah, blah, blah. So a commercial comes on, and I needed to get some more tea, so I grabbed my cup, I went upstairs into the kitchen, poured myself some tea, came back down, and I stood there, aghast, or at least flabbergasted, because on TV, now, and I'm not sure how to describe this, but on TV, I sat back down and I'm watching this, and I couldn't tell if this was a commercial or a movie, if it was on the same channel, or I didn't know what was going on, because on the TV there were dogs, and there were dogs doing synchronized swimming, and the dogs weren't doing synchronized swimming in a swimming pool, they were synchronized swimming in a typical sort of suburban household living room that was filled up with water. Yeah, so there was this living room, and it was nice furniture and stuff, and modern and hip and cool, and except it was full of about a meter of water, a depth to about 3 feet. And there's five dogs, and they're spinning around, and they're doing synchronized swimming moves. And I'm just, what the hell is this? I started laughing because, you know, you don't often see dogs, doing synchronized swimming in a living room that's full of water. And then my memory's a little fuzzy because I'm still just shocked about the dogs in the living room swimming. And then there's some people, and they're just looking at them and watching the dogs. And then I think it was a commercial for insurance. Somebody came on and started talking, but I was just still going, no, show the dogs. Show the dogs swimming in a synchronized manner. This is awesome. And then it was over. And I think they were trying to sell me insurance. And I complain a lot about commercials not being for me. Nobody's ever advertising to me. Well, I think maybe somebody was trying to advertise to me with synchronized swimming living room dogs. And boy, they got pretty close. I'm more of a cat person, but you know, all animals are pretty cool, especially when they're doing weird stuff like synchronized swimming in the middle of the living room. I don't know. And now, does this make me want to go out and buy insurance? No. See, these people in these advertising agencies, they have good ideas to get to me. They're like, okay, if we're going to sell something to Tobe, how about we take a living room, we filled up with water, throw in a bunch of dogs, and let them swim around. Okay, that's a great idea. That does get my attention. That does interest me. I'm glued to the TV. I'm not paying attention to anything else. But the problem is, that doesn't make me want to buy insurance. When I see dogs doing synchronized swimming in a flooded living room, that just makes me, personally, now this is me, you might feel like you need to buy insurance if you see this, but if I see this, and I did, all this makes me want to do is not buy insurance, it makes me want to flood a living room, throw some dogs in, and watch them do some synchronized swimming. So now I'm looking for living rooms that I can flood, and mine doesn't work. because it's sort of, you know, I live in a split-level house, and so the living room is technically in the middle, and so all the water would rush down into the other rooms. So what we need is somebody with, like, a sunken living room. If you have a living room that is watertight and will hold water to a depth of 1 meter, let me know. Just give me your address. I'll get some dogs, and I'll be over in about 20 minutes.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can help me. What is my cat doing? Pippa is outside the door of the studio, and she's sticking her paws underneath. She's playing some kind of kitty football. What is she doing? Oh, brother, she's got one of my hair, not scrunchies, but one of the bands I use. Oh, and here's a phone call from Jensen Tire. Oh, brother, I know what that's about. That's not for me. That's about my girlfriend's car, which has a funky electrical problem of some kind. So, anyway. My back is still a little weird. Why is my back so weird? Maybe I just am not drinking enough tea. So let's try some. So delicious. I got up really late today, which is strange because I tried to go to bed a little bit early. I went to bed at like 3 a.m. and I woke up a few times, and I remember waking up at like 7:30. Then I rolled back over, went back to sleep. Next thing I know, boom, it's afternoon local time. It's almost 1 o'clock p.m. I hate it when that happens. And maybe it's because I was laying down too long. Maybe that's why I have my little back issue here. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, can I help you?
I don't think anybody can help me. I don't know if sitting in this position is doing me any good. It might be putting some more strain on my back. It's Tylenol time. We might have to go out and walk around just so I can stretch my muscles out. Jeez, do I want to go anywhere? I kind of don't. It's sunny. It's a little warm out, but, you know, we just might have to do it. But before we do anything, I should probably tell you this. Yesterday, or last night, I guess, I got an email from Brian. And Brian says, he said something along the lines of, blah, 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 this thing is broken. This electronical thing is broken, and my vice president wants it to work. Will you take a look at it? And then there was two photographs attached. One photograph of a fairly simple circuit board had a transformer on it, a transistor, a resistor, and it's in a box. Little potentiometer on it and some wires going here and there. Then the other photograph was the front of the box, the panel, the control panel, if you will. And it said, Hecho in Mexico, Caja de Tox. And I took that to mean, being as I don't speak Spanish, I took that to mean box of shocks. A box of shocks? Okay, a shock box. Why do we need this? So I replied to Brian. I said, yeah, I'd love to take a look at it. I'll pick it up tomorrow. And apparently his boss or somebody wants it to work. And I'm like, what are they using this for? And Brian doesn't work for a company that does experiments on people or anything. And all this box is there's, you know, two little electrodes that come out, and people are supposed to hold them and get shocked. Okay, that's fine. That'll be something interesting to do. Apparently, their shock box, whatever they use it for, is not working, and so I am going to fix it. And I don't know what this thing is. I don't know what it's for. And I don't know what the circuit is, although, you know, it's just a shocker. So there's a coil, that's what the transformer's for, and there's, you know, it's fairly straightforward,
really, kind of. And this thing runs on some batteries, so, you know, obviously we're ramping the voltage up and we're sending the current down, and yeah, I'll figure it out. But the thing about it is, although I'm only moderately curious about this box, why do we need to have a shock box? And why are they being made commercially? In Mexico, at least. But and as curious as that is, I can just sort of, meh, I can write that one off. You know, yeah, you build shocking stuff sometimes. Okay, so what? But my question is, what is this being used for at Brian's place of work? Is it negative reinforcement or something? It's like, oh, you've been bad. You need to hold on to the shock box. And we're going to shock you. I'm very curious. I'll ask him more about it when I see him tomorrow. I'm going to pick it up in the morning. So that'll give me something to do. We'll probably talk about it a lot more here on the Dubious Goals Committee, because I find this to be a dubious goal. Oh, we need this shock box fixed. That's your goal? I can't figure out where this goal is coming from. That makes it dubious. And that's what we do here at Dubious Goals Committee. We help other people achieve their dubious goals along with our own. If you have a dubious goal that you require some help in achieving, get in touch with me. You can email me at tobe@sdf.org, of course.
Okay, let's leave. I'm walking out of the studio. I can't take it anymore. I gotta go out and walk. My back is a little weird, so we'll put on my sunglasses here, put on my shoes, and we're gonna go outside and walk around the block the short way. We're going to walk around the quarter block, meaning we're going to take a shortcut through the church's parking lot. Get my garage door opener here. Open the garage door. Ooh. And out the garage we go. And of course, got some cicadas, but not a whole heck of a lot. It's actually kind of nice, except for the sun. So, we walk down my driveway, and we turn right, and we start walking uphill. And I debated about which route to take, and I've decided that walking uphill first is a good idea. I don't know why I think this, but it doesn't really matter. What else did I see on TV recently? Oh, yes. The Nano Company that makes Hex Bugs and other little toy robot things for kids. They make, Hex Bugs and the little walking dudes. And there goes a UPS truck. Well, you know, this company, they make little beam-style robots, and you know me, I like beam robots. And if you don't know what BEAM is, it is an acronym. It stands for Biological Electronic A. What does the A stand for? A something, and then M stands for something. And that's why these robots always look like bugs and stuff. But anyway, I'm missing the point here. They've made a new toy slash robot. It's some kind of little fish. You can play with it in the bathtub. And being as I spend a lot of time in the bathtub, I was thinking, I gotta get me some of those. I don't know how much they cost. I don't want to know. Guess we'll find out. And the next time I take a bath on the show, we can play with one. But anyway, I'm pretty much up to the church, and they've got some signs in their lawn set up like Burma Shave signs, except they don't rhyme. This one says Block Party, Neighborhood Block Party. This one says Fun for All Ages. This next one says Music by DJ Moon. This one says Pony Rides and Petting Zoo. The next sign says Bingo, Cakewalks. What? Bingo? I can play bingo and go on a cakewalk? Next sign, Bounce Houses. Next sign, Great Food. Next sign, September 18th, noon to 3 o'clock. The last sign says, Everything is free! It's free! Boy, maybe I'll come up here just to satisfy my Bingo Jones. So now I'm cutting across the church parking lot. And I'm going to go back to the corner of the parking lot where the trees break and there's a little sidewalk that leads to the street behind my house. I don't even know what street it is. Wow. And this parking lot is, it's not asphalt. Well, it might be asphalt, but then they tarred over it, and so it's black, and it's been absorbing heat all day. And I can just feel the heat rising up off this parking lot. Now I'm walking under a locust tree. Hooray! And I'm almost to the corner of the parking lot, and there's lots of trees. Little wooded area. Maybe we'll see some buns in here. It's kind of late in the day. Well, not late. It's, what time is it locally? Oh, there's a mushroom. Hi, Mr. Mushroom. I don't have my camera. There's some more mushrooms back there. They're all falling over. They're a little bit old. And I see some teeny tiny different kinds of mushrooms back. I gotta remember to come up here. And look, there's a whole load of them. I gotta remember to come up here. Wow, those are pretty cool. I wish I would have brought my camera. I didn't. Oh, and here's something else I recognize. Here's a little green half sphere with a hole in it. And I actually know what this is from. It's half of a crackle bomb, sometimes known as dragon eggs type fireworks. All right, keep moving. And now I get to move downhill. What else have I been seeing on TV recently? I love TV. I didn't used to love TV. I used to actually sort of hate TV because TV makes people dumb. And we don't need more dumb people. We got plenty of dumb people. We have met our quota of dumb people in this world. So, with my newfound love for television, I must be becoming dumber. But you know what's weird? Is I knew that already. So anyway, I love TV because, first of all, I've got a huge TV and it's the greatest thing ever. I swear to God, my TV is a meter long. It's over 3 feet wide and it's, you know, 16:9 aspect ratio, so you know, do the math problem in your head, kids, and you can figure out how tall it is. And I love watching football on my giant high-definition TV because I also have cable. You know, I never really had a TV when I was younger. Then I had a TV for a while, but no cable. Now I have cable and a giant TV for watching football, and it's awesome! And it's football season now, and I'm so happy, so I can watch football on my giant TV. And you know what else is awesome about my TV? There's a button on the remote control that says football. And when you press it, it does... I thought it was automatically going to show me more football. I thought that would be a good button to have on your remote control. Oh, I can't find the game. Push the football button! And then it automatically, magically gives you football. That would be awesome, but that's not what it does. What it does is it changes the equalization settings for the sound, and so you get sort of a more rumbly roar. I'm not sure why anybody wants this, but somebody does. What is this? It looks like a rotten pumpkin. Oh no, it's just spray foam that somebody sprayed into the lawn there. Alright, well, I'm about to walk by Jim's house. I'm walking by the house where they smoke cigars at 2 o'clock in the morning. The garage door isn't open. Their address is 9711. And so anyway, it also, when you push the football button, it also does something to the color settings, because the grass sort of gets greener and the colors get a little bit richer. And you can hear more background noise. That's the weird part. When you push the football button, the crowd noise gets louder. I'm sure that's fun for some people, but I don't need to hear the crowd. Although they do sometimes sing really funny songs and do other wacky stuff that humors me. I just walked by Jim's house. Oh, here comes a school bus. The world's loudest school bus. Yes, school buses drive up and down my street because there's a school up the street. It's a junior high school. It's J. Sterling Morton Junior High School. And you may or may not know who J. Sterling Morton is. He's an old, dead, very famous Nebraskan. And he's most famous, I think, for inventing Arbor Day. Yes, there is Tree Day. We invented it here in Nebraska. I'm back to my house. Walking up my driveway. Does my back feel better? I don't know. Not sure. Let's walk around in my front yard for a minute. Look for mushrooms. Oh, my boletes are gone. They don't last too long. Let's go up here and check under the bushes and see if we can find any of those puffballs. Where's my puffs? I don't see any puffballs. There's a cicada skin. Oh, here's my puffballs. Oh, I got a new one even. There's a fourth puffball right there. One of these puffballs is starting to puff out. The other ones are still fresh. All right, let's go over here and look at my logs. Yeah, the logs are still doing the same old thing. Got some dehydrated white jellies. Oh, it's starting to jelly out here on the edge. I gotta get some more logs in here to inoculate. And the other log with the little pump-a-lumpinies in them, they're doing fun stuff. Lots of little dudes. Alright, so the cultivated mushrooms are doing pretty good. And we've got some wild puffballs. I guess it's time to head back inside because, right in my eye. I took my sunglasses off to look for mushrooms, and somehow when I walked around this bush, I walked into a web. And I got spider web in my eyes. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the guy who's getting spider webs in the face all the time. And you have been listening to the Dubious Garage Door Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. As I walk into my garage, I will put my garage door opener back in my car. Close the garage door, close my car door, walk into my house. And we're back into my house just in time for me to say bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.